We're currently meeting on a regular basis with the state veterinarian's office and ADM. What we're trying to do is lay out a plan for if avian influenza would happen to arrive and cause mortality, then what do we do? And how do we do the cleanup? So we are currently working through our soil scientists in our office in Auburn, and we're creating state data layer maps that identify the 2,500 poultry growers in the state, and we are creating maps that are overlaying onto our soils maps that will help us determine what soil depths are available and whether or not there are adequate sites there for burial of dead birds once they occur. We're also then looking at, if the soils do not exist, what other means of disposal could potentially be out there. And then that would be either composting exterior outside of the barns, possibly composting on the inside of the barns, but that's not something that we're really pushing, because then it takes about 28 days for the birds to compost if they're inside the facility. And then following that's another 30 days for cleanup, and then you have a 30-day wait period. So you're talking about a 3 months downtime, and that's not really an acceptable option unless that producer wishes to do that. And the fourth thing that we're looking at then would be incineration. And we're working with a couple of groups that potentially would have some capacity to do some incineration with some burners if they could get them on site.
Simon said they hope this is something no one in the state has to deal with, but they must be prepared in case it does occur. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.